Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir in Maseches Shavuos. We're holding the first parak, parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Previous Mishnah was talking about these cases of Idiyos HaTumah, where a person knew about the fact that he was Tamei and forgot that he was in the Beis HaMikdash, had walked in, or he was eating Kodesh, or the other way around. He remembered those facts but forgot that he was Tamei. We spoke about if he has the Idiyah at the beginning and the Idiyah at the end, but a Helem in the middle, he forgets in the middle. That's the case that the Torah prescribes the Korban all of Yored. And now we're going to talk about a slightly different case. We also spoke about if you have an idea only in the beginning, what happens until he finds out at the end. So now Mishnah Gimel talks about a third possibility. Ain ba yidiyah ba tchila. Says he didn't know at the beginning. Aviyesh ba yidiyah basof. But then he knew somewhere at the end. So there's no way to fix this one, because in the beginning he's not going to go back in time and suddenly know. So what happens here? The sa'ir, the goat that is done on Yom Kippur outside, and Yom Kippur itself, they are mechaper for him. Shenemar milvad chatas ha-kippurim, right? It says that we bring a korban. We'll see the pasuk elaborated more in the Rav. Aside from the sin offering of Yom Kippur, what's that about? Amash zem mechaper, zem mechaper. That relates the two korbanos of Yom Kippur together. Whatever this is mechaper for, so too is this one. Ma panini, just as the inner korban we spoke about last time. Ein mechaper, ella al davar sheish bo yediyah. It's only mechaper on something that has a yediyah. He said it had to have a yediyah in the beginning. And so to this outer one, in mechaper eladavar sheish bo yediyah. It's only mechaper on something that has a yediyah, but apparently we're saying it's enough that he has a yediyah only at the end. Let's see how the Rav elaborates on this. Rav says, ein bo yediyah b'tchil. That he didn't know at the beginning. Shelo yada b'timazum yomav. He never knew he'd become tamei. Zelo ba l'chal korban olam. He's never going to come into the case where he's going to be bringing a korban, right? As opposed to the previous two cases, namely where he had a yediyah at the beginning and the end, but a helam in the middle, that was korban olam v'yorin. And if he had a yediyah at the beginning and then a helam, he forgot, and he hasn't yet had a yediyah of himself. So he said that sa'ir hanasa bifnim protects him in the meantime, but then when he has a yediyah in the end, he'll bring a korban olam v'yorin. But our case is not unlike either of those. He won't ever have a korban, because he never had the idea in the beginning, and that cannot be rectified. Shahare in korban ba al adaver al al sheish bo yidiyah b'tchila. The korban olav yori will only be when somebody has the idea in the beginning. So what happens to this person? Sar hanasa b'chutz, the goat that is done outside. Hakarev b'mizbech, chiyotzon, it's brought on the outer mizbeach, b'mesovin sheyom yikimorin, the regular musaf offering of Yom Kippur. This is not about the sar last time was done inside, the special service Yom Kippur that's done inside. Rather, this is like any musaf that's done on the outer mizbeach. Yom Kippurim, Atzmo, Yom Kippur itself, Mechapra im Asayr. Together with the goat offering, it's Mechapra. Shenemar. So where is this pasuk? Besar Hanasa Bechut. This pasuk is about this korban that's done outside, on the regular Mizbeach. Sir Izim Echad Chatos, it says, on Yom Kippur, you bring one goat for a Chatos. Milvad Chatos Ikhurim, aside from the sin offering that was from Yom Kippur. The Chatos Ikhurim, who Asar Hanasa Bechim, that korban, the Chatas HaKippurim, as the plus is calling it, that refers to the goat we spoke about last time, in the previous Mishnah, that's done inside. The Hikish and Akasav, and the Pasuk is clearly relating the two in some ways. L'amedcha, to teach you, Sha'amash is a mechaper, is a mechaper. That whichever, whatever this is mechaper for, so is this. Ma'atini inu ba, ela dover sheish bo yediyah. Right, just as the inner one is only for something that has a yediyah, ma'ani hu yediyah b'tchila, which yediyah, a yediyah in the beginning, ki dalfina mikra diksiv l'chol chatosam. As we learn from the pasuk that says that Yom Kippur is mechaper for all of the Jewish people's sins, the mashma lo osim shiyavo lechal chatos means to say it's mechaper for anything that's come into the category of the chet. Geshetia lehem yediyah v'sof, when they'll have the yediyah. That's how we knew from the previous Mishnah that it's magen, it protects them in the meantime, right? That's again about the sar that's done inside. The e, the zarav, the e, efsher. Right? You only can have that if it's mechaper. You can only have that kapar if it has the idea to begin. So now our case, absar hanasa b'chut, so too, the sa'ir that is made outside, in a mechaper al sheish bo idea. It's also only mechaper if something has idea. However, mind you, which idea b'sof? Now we're talking about only idea in the end. V'lo b'tchil, not in the beginning. V'lo osi l'chlal korban. Over there, it can't come into the cloud of korban, as we said. Mechaper zeh kapar gemura b'lo tzviya. In that case, this outer sin offering of Yom Kippur, the outer sa'ir, shouldn't say sin offering, just the outer musaf offering that is a goat, it's mechaper kapar gemura, without any protection, without any need to protect the person in the meantime until it brings the korban over Yerik, it's not going to, it's mechaper entire. Great. That is Mishnah Dalet. What if a person never pashit finds out he has tuma ever in his lifetime? What happens to this person's avera? Si'iri haragalim u'si'iri roshei chadashim mechaprim. Special si'ir, that means the nusafim of the regel, or the si'ir of Rosh Chodesh, they are mechaprim for him. Ive Rabbi Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon omer, si'iri haragalim mechaprim. And Shimon says true about the Yom Tov Musafim, avlo si'ir roshei chadashim, not the ones of Rosh Chodesh, va'amash si'ir roshei chadashim mechaprim. From what is a kapara that is brought about for the goat of Rosh Chodesh? Al ha'tohar she'ochal es'tameh. Slightly different case. Simply a tohar person that eats something tam. Meir, Omer Meir says, kol ha'si'irim kaparasim shav. All the korbanos musaf, the si'irim, that's a musaf, which is a chatas, all their kapara is equal. Al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. On this tuma, on the tuma mikdash kadashav, I think that's in our case we're referring to over here. We'll have to see what's the difference then, Rabbi Meir and the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, si'ira she'chadashim b'chapran latar she'alchas etamin. Again, the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on a Torah person ate something tame. Yeah, that seems to agree with Rabbi Shimon before. This is Rabbi Shimon before. Okay, good, that lines up. You see Rabbi Shimon speaking again. And the regalim, Rabbi Yehuda said this, but Rabbi Yehuda said also Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Shimon's only saying about the regalim. That's mechaper for someone who didn't have yediyah satuma, not in the beginning and not in the end. Shomikipur mechaper al she'ein bo yediyah betchila. And for Yom Kippur is mechaper on someone did not have yediyah betchila, avo yesh bo yediyah besof. That seems to be totally in line with the previous Mishnah. So I'm not sure. We'll have to see if the Rav will tell us. Rabbi Shimon seems to be elaborating a lot, and we'll see what. Amrlo, they said to Rabbi Shimon, Mao shikru v'zev v'zev. What happens if they're interchanged? Right? One of the si'irim is brought in place of another. Amrlo hanikru, we said they can be brought. Amrlo, they said to him, Ho, vein kaparas and shava, heyach kirim zev v'zev. Being that the kapar is not equal, as you yourself, Rabbi Shimon, say, how can they be brought in place of another? One another. Amalahan kulan by the chapar al tumas mikdash kadasha. They're all mechaper on some sort of tumas mikdash kadasha, the tumah that has to do with the base of mikdash or kodesh items or shmit. So therefore, they can be brought in place of another. Okay, pretty intricate mishnah. Let's see if we can make sense of it with the Rav. The first case was person doesn't have a yediyah at all. So the siira galim siira shekadasha mechaper according to Rabbi Yehuda says the Rav siira galim b'chol haragalim nemru siira chatas from musafin every rego, every yomtiv. Had a sa'ir that's part of the chata, says the Musaf. The sa'ir is chodesh and mechaprim. The ksiv is sa'ir is chodesh, but is chodesh korban Musaf. It says lechatos l'Hashem, lechatos to Hashem. Chet she'ein makiru el Hashem. It refers to the type of chet that is only recognized by Hashem. Sa'ir zayim chup mechaper. On that, this sa'ir will be mechaper. Ba'ir she'ein bo yidi elov d'chila usof. And that is obviously this case of a person that went to the base of Midrash Tamei or at Kodesh Mit Tamei without any knowledge of such a thing. Yeah, or he knew his tummy, but didn't have a knowledge of where he was or what he ate. The Sira Golem Yalfinim is Sira Shchodesh Bakish. There's a hekesh between the Sairim that are brought as Musa for a Golem and that was brought as Musa for a Shchodesh. The Sair have the Matzil Mikhtav, the cool of a Golem. Yeah, because of this Sair. It could have said Sair everywhere, and occasionally it said this Sair. Yeah, Visar Echad Chatos, often it said. So what's with that Vav? A Vav is always Mosif al Inarishon, add something to the original idea. To tell you that they're all mechaper the same thing, on that which the sa'ir is mechaper, by sa'ir shchodesh, which is again mefurish, so too the sa'ir regalim are also mechaper. That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands. Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, sa'ir regalim mechaperim, avlo sa'ir shchodeshim, only sa'ir regalim, not sa'ir shchodesh. Yeah, and he says, what is sa'ir shchodesh mechaper? We said, al torah she'ochel satamik. And the Rav doesn't have any elaboration exactly on that point right now. I'll just bring, see if ever here anybody else speaks out. No one I have on the page here speaks about either. Let's keep going and see if Rabbi Shimon will elaborate more later. After all, he speaks later in the mission. But that's Rabbi Shimon, that indeed, Sar Regalim Mechaper on this, on Lo B'Tchil, Lo B'Sof type, no Yediyah case. But Sar Reshkodesh Mechaper on a Tohar Shel Chazatami. And Meir then said, Kol Asirim Kalparos and Shavah. Says the Rav, Kol Asirim Musafin. All the goats that are brought as Musafin on Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodesh, etc., Bein Seira Golim, Bein Seira Rosh Chodesh, Bein Seira Nasa B'Chos V'Yom Kippur, and even the one that's done on the outside as a Korban Musaf on Yom Kippur, Kaparas and Shav, it's all equal. Shem Mechaper Bein Al She'im Ba'Yidiyah B'Tchila V'Yish Ba' B'Yidiyah V'Sof. Mechaper, all the following cases, if a person has no Yidiyah in the beginning, but he does at the end, Bein Al She'im Ba'Yidiyah Lo B'Tchila V'Sof, or he has no Yidiyah at all, Bein Al Atar Shalach HaSatame, or a person ate the Zatar, a person ate something Tame. And now it's not on the case of the person that is Diyah in the beginning and the end and Halam in the middle, because that's Korban Olav Yorit. But all the rest of the cases, this will be all these will be Mechaper, all of them. V'nafkamina l'tuma she'ira bein zu l'zu. What's a nafkamina? If the case of tuma happened somewhere between these, meaning between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, between Sukkot and Pesach, between Rosh Chodesh and Pesach, etc., one will have another chance at kapara on whatever the next korban musaf is. Doesn't matter when. Avosar nas bifnim b'yom kippurim lo nechul ko'alav. However, there's no machlokus about the sar that's done inside Yom Kippur. Protects the person that he idea only beginning and not the end until he knows about it. Then it'll be in Korma Oloviori, Kidamrina, as we said earlier in the Mishnah base. Okay, now back to Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Hi, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Hi, the Hadar Nakad Law. This that we are going back to cite Rabbi Shimon's opinion again. I was also wondering that. Why is the Mishnah doing that? It's a bit uncommon. Because we want to present this question that they asked him, what will be if the Karbonos are brought one in place of another? So again, Rabbi Shimon's Shita is repeated. It is that the Sar Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper al Torah Shel Chafatame, and the Regals Musafin are Mechaper on one who doesn't have an idea, not the Chil, not the Sof. Right? And then he seems to have spoken out what we didn't speak out, but he spoke out the Yom Kippur is Mechaper al Shem Yidia Bat Chila, but those have idea Bat Sof. That will all be agreed upon. So then they asked him, Mao Shikriv, Im Avad Sa'ir Shehufash Lemikvarm. Let's say they lost that goat that had been set aside to use as a Kor Musaf in Yom Kippur. Mischaper v'ach, and then they used a different goat in its place to bring the kapara. The name says Zeva Regel over Rosh Chodesh. Then on a falling regal, on a falling Rosh Chodesh, they found that original goat. Aoshikav l'shem si'iro shal yom. Could they bring it as the sa'ir korban musaf of that day now? Amelo ho v'en kaparas and shav. So first he said they could. They asked him. They said to him, ho v'en kaparas and shav. A mayor who the kamele. It's really a mayor questioning him, Rabbi Shimon. Bishlama iamart kulan kaparas and shav. It makes sense if you'd say, like me, Rabbi Meir says, yeah, that all of them equal kapara, then yikav, they could be brought. Shahare, kulon kapara achas, hein mechaper, there are mechaper all the same thing. It shouldn't matter that it was hufash, it was separated for Yom Kippur and being brought in Rosh Chodesh or whatever it would be, it should be fine. El vidach, but according to you, Rabbi Meir says to Rabbi Shimon, zushu hufash al mechaper al sheim ba yidia betchilo, v'yish ba yidia v'sof, this that had been set aside to mechaper on the case of a person that didn't have idea of tum in the beginning, but did at the end, namely that's Yom Kippur. How could that be brought on a regal now? The mechaper, for the case of a person that he didn't have idea at all, totally separate thing is being done on the regal. Over Rosh Chodesh, how could he brought on Rosh Chodesh lechaper, l'tar shalchasatami to mechaper, on a Torah person, it's something tummy. They're all different things. How could one that was separated to mechaper on Avera X be mechaper on Avera Y? How could it be? So he said it's all really the same in the broad sense, because it's all the chaper al tumas mikdash v'kadosh av tum mechaper on some sort of avera having to do with the tumah of the base of mikdash or kodesh items. The kemish b'zeh shavim being in that regard they are equal. Afal bisha kaparas and chalukos yachu huli karev, even though they're different particular kaparas, but they could be brought one in place of the other. Thank you for listening. What the internet